This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that there is a great mystery that I don't think anybody has properly explained. Why is it that Republicans and Democrats respond so differently on the issue of the coronavirus? We're all obviously suspect, subject to the coronavirus. We all could get sick. We all could die. Now, of course, there are older people who are much more likely to die. But guess what? Older people are more likely to be Republicans right now. And yet, the new survey by Pew Research says that Democrats are far more concerned about the COVID-19, far more concerned about wearing masks, about social distancing, about taking precautions against the communication of the virus. Democrats are much more concerned than Republicans. Why is that? 1-800-955-1776. I don't think there's a simple political explanation. There's also no simple political explanation for why it is, given some of the heroic strides that have been made in the recent past, really in the last 50, 60 years, by the African-American community, that right now there are so few voices in the black community that are willing, ready, prepared to claim credit for all of the progress and all of the advancement. There's a new movie about that. It's a movie about black conservatives. We're going to review it later. The film is called Uncle Tom. One of the co-producers of the film is Larry Elder, the very well-known talk show host. He is going to be joining us later on. We'll also speak to Paul Kangor, director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. What do his students in a major conservative-leaning university, how do they handle all of these assumptions of the left about Black Lives Matter and the cancel culture and the rest of it? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Plus, an actually heartwarming story about a swastika. Now, that's something you don't hear all the time. It's a heartwarming story about a swastika and a tattoo parlor. You don't normally hear heartwarming stories about tattoo parlors, do you? We will tell you that story coming up. We're also going to be reviewing the big new political movie, and it's a very political movie. It's written and directed by Jon Stewart. It is called Irresistible. It stars Steve Carell and Chris Cooper and Rose Byrne and more. Is it resistible? We will tell you. All coming up on a jam-packed Michael Medved Show. The big news today, virus cases hit all-time high. New peak in Florida. Relox in Texas. Okay, this is different from what we had before. Before, people were very conscious of the fact that a full third of the coronavirus cases and deaths were all located in New York and the New York metropolitan area. I think if you count the metro area and New Jersey and Connecticut, got to be over 40% of the cases and the deaths. That's no longer true. New York seems to have tamped down, and these other states seem to have picked up. A front page of the New York Times, and it's honest to goodness, it's worth paying attention to, because it's pretty well documented. I don't think this is fake news at all. This is real news, and it's news you must use. Really, you must, because we want everybody to stay healthy and well. But they are reporting on the front page, younger people are making up a growing percentage of new coronavirus cases in cities and states where the virus is now surging. A trend that has alarmed public health officials and promoted renewed pleas for masks and social distancing. In Arizona, where drive-up sites are now overwhelmed by people seeking coronavirus tests. People ages 20 to 44 amount for nearly half of all cases. In Florida, which breaks records for new cases nearly every day, the median age of residents testing positive for the virus has dropped down to 35. It was 65 in March. Now, median age, you know what that means? That means that half of everybody who is getting the virus in Florida is below the age of 35. Okay, this is serious stuff. And the idea that it's only old people who have to worry. Now, of course, what they're not telling you is those young people who are getting the virus are much more likely to survive than older people or people with underlying previous conditions. But still, even for people who get the virus, yes, sometimes the symptoms are unnoticeable. And in fact, the new antibody testing suggests, you know how many Americans they think have actually had the virus so far? 20 million. Yeah, they haven't reported that many cases, and it's because there are many people, particularly including little kids, who had the virus. The antibodies show that they have, but they didn't really feel it. There really weren't symptoms. But not everybody is so lucky, because there are children, there are young people who die. Joseph McCormick, who's a professor of epidemiology at the UT Heath Health School of Public Health in Brownsville, Texas. It's the University of Texas. He says, what is clear is that the proportion of people who are younger appears to have dramatically changed. It's really quite disturbing. And partially it's disturbing, and partially it's occurring, and this is what everybody says reporting on this, because it's younger people who are far more likely to go out to restaurants, to bars, when that is available to people, to go out to, dare I say it, demonstrations, which they've even acknowledged in Los Angeles have been a major source of the virus. This is all a serious matter. So why is it that people who identify as Republicans take it so much less seriously, says the new Pew study, than Democrats? Let me go to Craig in New Jersey, who's calling in. Craig, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Love your show. Listen to every day.
Thank you.
And now, used to listen on the train. Now, listen working out of my house. but one of the theories I have about it, and this is where we talk about, like, polls don't always tell you exactly the way things are. I think a lot of older people, particularly who make up Trump's base, and Trump has a pretty big support among older people, as you brought up, they're petrified in reality about, like, Trump doing these rallies, like, in Tulsa, which I know you said it wasn't, you know, that big of an issue, but I know people who watched that on TV, and they were like, you'd be out of your mind to go to that thing. And I think the issue of Trump clearly not taking this that seriously from a safety point of view, even though an older person is a supporter, and you know what his supporters are like because they call in, they'll tell you on the surface, oh, yeah, you know, it's not that big a deal, it's not. But in reality, most older people are really scared. And they vote with their feet and with their behavior. And I think that they really it's from hard not to get into this.
Do you know anyone personally who's had the virus?
You know what's weird? Even though I probably am in one of the most harmed areas in the country, I really only know one or two people who actually caught it. In New Jersey, where I live, we were hit really hard. My county particularly was hit hard, but 90% of the cases, and I'm not exaggerating, it really is 90%, was nursing home related. Yeah. Most people in my area of New Jersey follow rules very clearly. They wear masks. They, when they go inside, not outside, you know, they really are careful around other people.
And again, but being careful is a good idea. And it seems to me that part of the Republican Party is embracing good ideas. Why don't we embrace that one? What is with this war on masks by Republicans and Republican spokespeople, including the President of the United States? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, talking about what to me is a little bit of a riddle, mystery. I might have a solution. The mystery is, why is it that there's a new Pew study that says that as the number of coronavirus cases surges in many states and across the United States, And it's really surging in some of the most Republican states in the country, in Florida particularly, in Texas, in Arizona. And there are gigantic problems. People came out when institutions opened up, and now there are more people who are younger people who are testing positive for the virus. And this, by the way, is not just a matter of more testing, which President Trump continues to oppose, by the way. He made another comment about it today. He doesn't want more testing. He says he wasn't kidding when he said that at his rally in Tulsa. He doesn't want us to look bad. Well, how about not wanting us to feel bad and get sick and sometimes die? Let me go to Steve in Nebraska. Steve, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, good afternoon, Michael. Yeah, I guess with the advent of the protests and what have you, I tried to do what I could before the protest. But once the protests happened, it was just like, are you kidding me? This is such a joke. I mean, I wish I could care about the COVID-19 more, you know, the mask and the, you know, of course, every, you know, washing the hands, all that common sense kind of stuff. But it was just like I was done with COVID after the protest. However, let me say, I'm in northeast Nebraska, so I probably have the luxury of being in a sparser populated part of the country. But we have a packing house here where I live that shut down because of COVID. And yes, I have known somebody who has had COVID, and it was like a bad cold. His mother had it, and he got headaches. And his father had it, and it wasn't severe at all. And he was working like three shifts before he was diagnosed having it, and no one else has it. You know, no one else caught it, became contagious.
Okay, now Steve, can I ask you this? You live in a smaller town or smaller city?
Yes, rural town, yes.
Okay. Now, this is, by the way, when people are asking about, they're making a big deal in this Pew study about Republicans are less concerned about COVID-19. You got to ask who the Republican Party is. And the Republican Party is made up of a lot of people who live in smaller towns or in rural America, where even today, with things spreading in the big cities in Texas and Florida, you're still, they're like you, Steve, in northeast Nebraska, much less subject to this kind of difficulty. And I think that's one of the reasons you see it. I don't really believe, and Steve, thanks for your call and your perspective, I don't really believe that that this is all about Trump. In other words, that because Trump tends to make light of masks, famously, and keep saying that the virus is fading away, that Republicans instinctively believe him. It's just if you look at the different demographics for the different parties, people who are black and Hispanic, who are much, much more likely to get the virus because of where they live in dense big cities, densely populated cities like New York City, they're much more likely to be Democrats. And so, therefore, you actually have the cause for taking the virus more seriously may not be because you're a Democrat. It may be because you live in a big city and you're an ethnic minority. The Pew study says a growing share of Republicans believe the nation has turned a corner in its struggle with the coronavirus. A majority of Republicans, 61%, now say that when thinking about the problems facing the country from the coronavirus, the worst is behind us. Only 38% say the worst is still to come. I hope the folks who think that the worst is behind us are right. This marks a reversal of opinion since early April, when a majority of Republicans said the worst was still to come. Well, maybe they were right in early April. Maybe the worst came in May. But most of the doctors are saying no. Dr. Fauci has had, who has been much less heard from since the president stopped with the daily press briefings, which I think was probably a good idea. Dr. Fauci has been much less in the national spotlight, but he said this, clip 10A, about people getting sick in different ways and acknowledging the fact that there are many, many people who are getting sick without serious symptoms. Listen.
We have such an unusual situation because of all of the decades that I've been involved in chasing infectious diseases. I've never seen anything that is so protean in its ability to make people sick or not. There's no other infectious disease that goes from 40% of the people having no symptoms to some having mild symptoms, to some having severe, some requiring staying at home for weeks, some going to the hospital, some getting intensive care, some getting intubated, some getting ventilated, and some dying. So that depending on where you are in that spectrum, you have a different attitude to this particular thing. But anyone who gets infected or is at risk of getting infected, to a greater or less degree, is part of the dynamic process of the outbreak. And I know because I can understand when I was at a stage in my life when I said, well, I'm invulnerable, so I'm going to take a risk.
Okay, and by the way, for people who do feel invulnerable and taking risks, younger people, this is what's so surprising about this. Younger people tend overwhelmingly today to be Democrats. And yet, in general, Democrats are more concerned. People with college educations are more concerned than people without. Let me go to Kim in Tacoma, Washington. Kim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I think regarding wearing masks, it's what the liberals may want to call toxic masculinity. Real men don't...
That's masculinity spelled with a K? Yeah, M-A-S-K-U-L. Go ahead.
Yeah. Real men don't filter in place. And since time began, you can find cave drawings of stick men who left their homes, who left the safety of their homes, who left their families at risk, and went out and hunted. We have to take the risk of leaving our homes and doing what needs to be done. And there's the protesters have made this point that there are values that will make you leave your home and risk your life.
Yeah, I think it's particularly awful to risk your life in order to tear down a statue that's been sitting there for 100 years. I appreciate your call and your perspective. Coming up, a remarkable column by a young black female columnist about capitalizing the term black. We will get to that controversy and more coming up on the MedVed.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is acknowledging coronavirus spikes in a number of states. During a White House coronavirus task force briefing at the Department of Health and Human Services, Pence says the efforts to combat the virus slowed the spread, flattened the curve, and saved lives.
We have made truly remarkable progress in moving our nation forward. We've all seen the encouraging news as we open up America again. More than 3 million jobs created in the last job report. Retail sales are rolling.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden telling a Pittsburgh TV station that if he were president, he'd enact an executive order forcing Americans to wear masks to fight back against the spread of coronavirus. Biden saying he would do everything possible to make it required for people to wear masks in public. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of all the change and all the controversy that is just swirling around us at this moment, you may have lost sight of what may be an epical change that I think will last. I also have to tell you, I think it's probably the right thing to do. And I was persuaded in that in part by a very informative column, which actually taught me some stuff that I did not know. The column is entitled, "It Took Newspapers Way Too Long to Finally Start Capitalizing the Letter B in Black." The author of the column is Janice Armstrong. First of all, congratulations on what you wrote. Have you gotten any response to the column since it appeared? Any angry response to the column at all?
Yeah, lots of terrible responses. And one very interesting one, where many of my readers have been emailing me and asking, well, what about the W in white? Will that be capitalized too? And I think that's a perfectly fair question. I think I'm for it. I'm for it, I tell them. But it's not up to me to decide. Just like I couldn't on my own capitalize the B in black at all the newspapers I've worked at around the country. I can't all of a sudden start capitalizing the W in white, even though a lot of people feel like it should be capitalized. So that's something, you know, newspapers have to decide. Are they going to go with the times, do what people want, or not? So I've gotten lots of reaction, and a lot of it has been, well, what about for the W in white? What do you think? Do you think it should be capitalized?
No, of course not, because or then you're going to capitalize child. Are you going to capitalize husband? Are you going to capitalize girlfriend? I mean, look, in German, all nouns are capitalized, so there's no problem. But in English, I think the point that you make here, and it's, I think, a powerful point in your column, is that there is a long history of folks fighting for the term Negro, for instance, when that was used, when that was considered acceptable. You actually cite a column from 1878 saying that, look, the idea that Negro would always appear with a lowercase letter was a form of degradation. And and of course, African American already is capitalized now. But given the fact that you have other racial groupings, other ethnicities that are capitalized, it seems fair to capitalize capital B, black, but capital W, white. Would you then want to capitalize woman as well? And if so, then do you capitalize man as well?
No. No.
Good.
But the people, you know, I tell them all, look, this is not my decision to make. This is up to the newspaper style editors. Most newspapers follow the style of the Associated Press. And our newspaper decided to change its style only after the Associated Press decided to change its style, which ironically happened on June 19th, which is also Juneteenth, the day many people celebrate the end of slavery in the United States. So it wasn't that our paper acted, and we've been telling them for years. This has been a complaint black people have had in this country for, you know, ever since shortly after slavery. First, lowercase N for Negro, lowercase B for black. You know, it's like hitting your head up against a brick wall. It's like, what does it take? Our newspaper, by the way, just got around to saying we will no longer use the term Redskins. You know, I'm from D.C. I grew up saying Redskins. I never thought about it. The Washington Redskins, the skins, the skin. But when it was explained to me how offensive that is to Native Americans, I said I will no longer use it. I'm not going to use it. And that was years ago. But my newspaper just got around to saying it wouldn't use it. Most newspapers in this country still do say Washington Redskins. Like ignoring Native Americans' complaints that have been made for years and years. And people wonder why newspapers are declining in circulation even at a time like this. It's probably because the newspapers aren't listening to the people. That people don't want this. They ask for change. They don't get it. So they move on. So anyway, you can see this is a...
I should mention, you are a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I am a native Philadelphian, and Philadelphia Inquirer, one of the nation's leading newspapers. Janice, if you don't mind my calling you by a first name, but with a capital J to be sure, the AP in deciding this, has said that they are going to take a few weeks to think about whether they're going to start capitalizing white. I can actually think of arguments about why they wouldn't capitalize white. Do you have a position on that?
I have chosen not to take a stance on that. And here's why. The Associated Press, one of the reasons there's been a hesitation with capitalizing the W in white is because often the capital W in white is associated with alt-right groups. This is what I read in doing research for my column. I don't know if that's true, and if it is true, that's one of the hesitations I've heard from the people at the Associated Press and elsewhere for capitalizing the W in white.
Can I tell you why I actually think it's dubious to capitalize white? Because one of the lies that floats around out there right now is that white is an ethnicity or a shared heritage. No, it's not. It isn't. It because, in other words, there's all the difference in the world between somebody from whose ancestors are from Ireland and someone whose ancestors are from Greece, or someone whose ancestors are from Hungary, or somebody whose ancestors are from Norway. These are not shared historical experiences. Most American blacks have a shared historical experience. There is a sense in which this is a nationality. Being white is not. But go ahead.
Okay, but black people in America, we come from all over Africa. Just like white people come from all over Europe, we come from all over Africa, different countries. And we ended up in this place here. Some of us come via the Caribbean. Some might come from South America. Some might come from Canada. And so it doesn't make total logical sense. I mean, we come from all over just like white Americans do.
I understand, but there is a shared historical, there's a shared historical experience. One of the things we were celebrating on Juneteenth was the shared historical experience of black people, capital B, of black people in the United States. The shared historical experience of white people is much harder to make that case. We do capitalize American because that is a shared historical experience that we have. I suspect that the AP is going to decide to capitalize capital W white. That's my guess.
Pardon me? You think they're going to decide to do it?
My guess is that AP will decide to go with capital W for white.
Mm-hmm. It's going to look odd in a sentence when you have a capital B for black and a lowercase w for white. And people will say, what's that about? But if you think about it, though, if we're talking about experiences here in America, just like you can't generalize about the white experience in America, you really got to be careful with generalizing about the black experience in America.
Absolutely right.
Black people are not descendants of slaves. Some,
that's exactly right, and that's the problem with reparations, right?
That's the problem with reparations. Well, I am of the belief that the African descendants of slaves are the people for whom reparations should be paid or intended. That is my belief.
Right, but for people who weren't enslaved, in other words, right now we have a flourishing Nigerian-American community. There are people who have come here recently in the last 50 years and are doing incredibly well in our country, right? And paying reparations for slavery to Nigerian Americans whose families were never enslaved, that's a different story. Janice Armstrong, hope to have you back with us. She is a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We'll post her column about capitalizing B, as in black. More coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
About it yesterday, Greg Abbott, who I think is the fine Republican and conservative governor of the state of Texas, has pushed the pause button on the state opening up because of the explosion of coronavirus diagnoses. And no, they're not just based upon more testing. This pandemic is roaring back, and it's not even that second wave that people have been dreading. One of the things that is fascinating about this is they break this down according to race, according to age, according to income, according to education, and all of these differences, gender, women are more concerned about coronavirus than men. That because they're more likely to die from it? No! Men are about twice as likely to die as women. But basically, women are more concerned about all medical issues. In a family, usually, who is it who says, go to the doctor, please? And who is that? I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm fine. I'll do fine. It's usually a male-female thing. And that's also one of the reasons it turns out that the biggest difference in terms of the way people are responding to this virus and the cautions about the virus, the biggest difference is partisan orientation. There is more of a difference between Republicans and Democrats than between men and women, between young and old, between black and white, between rich or poor, between educated and less educated. The big difference, Republicans, Democrats. Why? Let's go to Heidi in Seattle. Heidi, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I am thinking that this Republican-Democrat thing, first of all, Republicans tend to have a bit more sense of self-responsibility. It's our responsibility to keep ourselves safe and the safety around others. However, I'm not scared of this. I'm in my mid to late 50s. I live here in Northeast Seattle. I walk my dog every day. I refuse to wear a mask when I am outside. You know, Seattle, bunch of liberals.
You don't have to when you're not supposed to.
Right. Well, people are wearing masks. I mean, just let me make this clear. What? Oh, go ahead.
Let me make this clear, and I and the governor's declaration, which goes into effect today, has to do with wearing masks when you go into a store or you go into a shopping center. Outdoors, you do not need to wear masks unless you are going to be closer than 6 feet with someone who's not in your household. In other words,
I get
if you're walking. Yeah, go. So,
yeah,
go ahead. So you're fine
anyway.
Not wearing a mask.
Michael, they do it anyway. I see people jogging, walking, riding their bike, all of them by themselves, outside on a beautiful day. We've had great weather. They're huffing and puffing and wearing masks by themselves. It's funny. I'm walking on the sidewalk, and a couple is walking, wearing masks, and they actually walk out in the middle of in the street to avoid me. Because, oh, my God, I'm not wearing a mask. Well, I'm not going to wear a mask when I'm outside walking my dog when I can duck into somebody's driveway to get away. They don't even give me a chance to do that.
Have you gotten a mask for your dog?
No, I don't have a mask for my dog. I do carry my mask in my pocket.
It was
cheesy. I mean, God, it's... yes, I'll wear it when I go to the grocery store. As soon as I walk out that door,
good.
I take it off.
Good. You know what, Heidi, it sounds like you're perfectly reasonable in this. The problem with what this Pew study shows is there are a lot of people who aren't reasonable, who don't believe that the whole coronavirus is a serious problem, who buy into some of the conspiracy theories that have been peddled here and there. And I think that's a shame. That can cost lives, actually. Joseph in Mukilteo, Washington. Joseph, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Cool. Thanks for taking my call. I have a comment and a question for you, if you don't mind. My comment is, considering my age and the country is moving, this might be the last Republican president I'm going to see in the White House. And my question is, why is Black Lives Matter against President Donald Trump? BLM should be a neutral party in the U.S. Among the U.S. people. It should be a neutral party, but they are sometimes seem to be against Trump, considering his comment he made in Charlottesville. I just want
you know what? Let me tell you. This is very important to understand. I don't think the BLM is anti-Trump because of anything that President Trump has done. It's because they're a left-wing organization, and they have been from the beginning. If you look at the initial organization of BLM 5 years ago, they were endorsing the radical left. And when I say the radical left, I mean way, way, way to the left of Joe Biden. We're talking about way to the left of Bernie Sanders. We're talking about people who said from the very beginning of the organization that they were trained Marxists. There's audio of that. That, in fact, is featured in a Trump ad. So I think you're right, by the way. I think most of the people who are saying, and now it's 75% of the American people who say, oh, we support Black Lives Matter. That's because the American people are nice and are well-intentioned. And if you say, no, well, Black Lives don't matter, well, that sounds awful. So, of course, you're going to say, yes, I support the goals of Black Lives Matter. And so do I, and so do all decent American people, and so probably to some extent does President Trump. However, I don't support their goals in moving America in a more socialist and more race-conscious perspective. Because I don't think that's the way to deal with racial inequities. In other words, it's always been a point of great, great illogic to me. In other words, if you believe that America is an incurably racist country, that we are just racist to our very roots, everything about America is racist, 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 it's built on white supremacy, and you acknowledge the fact that in the last election, according to exit polls, 70% of voters were white. And even with changes in demographics, there will continue to be a white-identifying majority for at least another generation. And if you believe that all these people are terribly racist, then how is it that you believe that the government, which is supposed to reflect the will of the people, is really going to be the source to overcome racism, unless the government is run by some kind of unrepresentative philosopher kings, which I don't think is very likely. In terms of the political implications of dealing with the COVID-19, there's some audio that I think you need to hear from CBS News with Joe Biden being questioned about mask wearing. Listen to how he handles it.
If you became president tomorrow, what would you do differently regarding the pandemic and getting these surging cases now under control?
I would go back to making sure that everybody had masks, that you had PPE lined up. We have been making sure we stockpile all the things that we need that we don't have now. The one thing we do know, these masks make a gigantic difference. I would insist that everybody on public be wearing that mask. Anyone to reopen would have to make sure that they walked into a business that had masks.
Couldn't you use your federal leverage to mandate that, though?
Yes.
And you would you?
Yes, I would, from an executive standpoint. Yes, I would.
So you would, in effect, mandate the wearing of masks?
I would do everything in my possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public.
Okay, I'm sure that will be used in some kind of a pro-Trump ad, though I'm not sure that will be that effective. According to this Pew Research poll, this is an extensive poll, the majority of people say they support wearing of masks and they support government efforts to compel people to wear masks. And again, as long as you're talking about in certain situations, like when you're doing grocery shopping the idea of wearing masks while you're bicycling outside and you're unlikely to be stopped with any kind of viral load near anybody, I think that is far more problematic. Look, the Wall Street Journal today mentions that people around Joe Biden, looking at all the recent polling, all of which shows Trump in deep, deep, deep trouble, are saying, Vice President Biden, stay in your basement. Continue doing nothing. Continue avoiding the public eye. There are past presidential campaigns where that's worked well. Will that work well for him? We shall see. We'll also talk about Trump's efforts to win over more black voters, talking with talk show host Larry Elder, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.